So, William, what was the original idea behind Vancouver Tech Journal?
Hey, Matthew. So whenever I started the Vancouver Tech Journal, it was really started because selfishly, it was something that I wanted to read. And the Vancouver Tech Journal is different today than it was when it was originally started. When it originally started, it was one email that was sent every 2 weeks, and all it did was summarize the technology news that was happening in Vancouver. I worked in the tech sector as a communications professional, and I wanted to know what was going on. And the other thing was that I was also looking to build my network within the technology sector within Vancouver. And I thought, you know, if I can build this email newsletter that, you know, I find valuable, maybe others might find it really valuable. And so that's how it started. And it's evolved a lot. Now the Vancouver Tech Journal is bigger than it used to be. It has more readers. We publish original stories, original content. I just hired another reporter the other day. We just onboarded a community manager.
Nice.
And the Vancouver Tech Journal now, the way I think about it, is, you know, I feel like, you know, 80% of journalists covering technology news, not just in Vancouver, but really around the world, are, you know, covering 20% of the stories or 20% of what's happening. Hmm. And so in Vancouver, my thought was, maybe there's a way that we can, you know, go beyond, the 20% of, you know, the same stories that are being chased and covered by all the different publications, right? So, right. Again, you're building a startup. So, you know, right? Like a company yep. raises money, you know what I mean? Like a company gets acquired, like those sort of hog headlines or some controversy. You know, we know that there are a million things happening before and after the headlines. So, how can we make sure those stories are told? In addition to, you know, the headlines and stuff, but, I just knew there was so much more happening in, so in building the Vancouver Tech Journal and evolving it to where it is today, that was something that I always wanted to keep in mind. How can we provide the most complete coverage of Vancouver's tech sector? And I just want to add that where the Vancouver Tech Journal is today, it wouldn't have gotten there. A few different reasons, right? Obviously there was, you know, the embrace of the community and, sort of the work that I did and just some of the different, events I took part in and the community meetups when we had in-person events. But more recently, the Vancouver Tech Journal was, acquired by a larger organization called Overstory Media Group, which is a national media network that specifically, invests in and is looking to build local, media companies that focus on local storytelling and really high quality journalism. So I'll leave it there. There's a lot more I could say here, but I'll let you, you know, guide the conversation, Matthew.
No, yeah, that's super interesting. So that's Andrew Wilkinson's startup, right? The Overstory Media.
Yeah, absolutely. So Overstory Media Group, like I said, it's a national media network focused on high quality journalism, local storytellers. It was co-founded by Andrew Wilkinson. He's the founder of Tiny Capital, which a lot of people in the tech sector know. He started a company called MetaLab, which has done some amazing design work, including, you know, the original UI for Slack. And they've worked with a lot of large, big companies. The other co-founder is a guy named Farhan Mohammed. And he was the editor-in-chief and partner at a Canadian national news site called Daily Hive. And he took it from, you know, 200,000 page views to 6.5 million page views, or sorry, visitors a month, and did some incredible work there. So those two teamed up, and are again investing in local journalism and local storytellers. And I had done some freelance writing for Farhan in the past. And when him and Andrew started building this new project, Farhan approached me. Again, you know, with what they were building and said, you know, do you want to be a part of this? We'd love to have you as part of the team. And as someone who just takes so much pleasure in writing and storytelling and talking to people, it was an opportunity I couldn't say no to.
Yeah, that's incredible. I had worked with Andrew, albeit briefly, nearly a decade back on Flow, actually, their to-do list app. So that's super interesting.
Yeah.
So I want to dig in there a bit. Yeah, really, right? I want to dig in a bit on the one email every 2 weeks. So how did you start with the, what was the idea that got you doing email first And then were you on Substack, or if not, then what made Substack attractive in building out a local news business?
That's a great question. And so it started out actually on Tiny Letter, which is MailChimp's.
Oh, fun. Okay.
Yeah, MailChimp's sort of micro. MailChimp Lite. That's exactly right. It started out on Tiny Letter. Like I said, it was only every 2 weeks. And actually, the reason it was only every 2 weeks is because I thought that was all the news that there was. But like I said, you know, I was only reading what the majority of people were covering, right, in terms of stories. But it turns out there's much more going on, to the extent that nowadays I actually write a daily report of the news as part of the Vancouver Tech Journal. So again, like now we capture far more than what we used to capture. But we started out on Tiny Letter, and it was, again, just me writing an email. And it's funny, when I started, there was four people who got it, and I used to number each newsletter, and I started it on number 36 to make it look like it had been around a lot longer than it had been around.
That's amazing.
So we started at number 36, we got to 50 really quick and celebrated. But from Tiny Letter, started on Tiny Letter, and then actually I switched over to, funny enough, Review, which Twitter recently bought.
Oh,
and
wow,
So I was on Review a long time ago, and the reason I switched over to Review was because with Review, you can just take a link and drop it into their email platform. And then it sort of like summarizes the top of the article for you, and it'll insert the headline into the email for you. And so Review sort of did some of the work for me. I thought, oh, well, this is really clever. Like, I can just click the links, drop them into here. It sort of summarizes for them. And it just made the work easier. But Review back then, I don't know what it looks like now, but back then, again, it was, you could tell you were on Review. It was very clear what service you were using. You couldn't really customize anything. But it was, again, I loved the service. And then, funny enough, the reason why I switched to Substack, which is what Vancouver Tech Journal is on now, is that you could add a paywall. Funny enough, Matthew, before I ever got around to that, I sold the brand and wasn't required to do that. So funny enough, the move to Substack,
okay, nice,
was not necessary. And I know we're tight on time, but that's the story to Substack. And now, again, based on that development, we're going to be leaving Substack, because Substack worked, or the concept worked for me as an individual writer. And now, since we're building something much bigger, it doesn't really make sense for us as an organization. So that's almost the conclusion.
Right. Interesting. Gotcha. Okay. We've got 40 seconds. Give me your pitch for local journalism. What makes local journalism interesting going forward after it's had a terrible decade business-wise?
So there's a few things I want to address there, but I'll just try and answer your reason. The case for local journalism is that the people who should be writing stories about local communities should be people who live and breathe within those communities, period. And there's lots more I wanted to say, but that's the shortest case.